Mayor Daly on one.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Dick.
Mr. President, how are you?
Good to hear you. I was thinking about you yesterday and started to call you.
I wanted to talk to you and say to you, you're still a great president and doing a great job.
Thank you.
And, you know, we get these high points and low points, but hell, just keep that chin out there. You've got a hell of a program, and they asked me yesterday who I was with for president in 1968. I said, there's only one candidate, and that's the president, and he'll be unanimously renominated and reelected.
Wonderful.
Well, they said, you're pretty sure about it. I said, I'm as positive of that as I am my own election on April the 4th.
Well, I'm sure for that.
And I just wanted you to say hello, and maybe you can help us with pushing those housing people a little so that we can get something going before April the 4th.
I'll sure do that.
Still have a good program. I thought you made a terrific talk yesterday.
Well, thank you.
And I don't worry. Last time we talked, you talked about overexposure. Hell, get on and tell the people of our country about Vietnam. Get in a little fireside chat and do it the way you do it when you're talking individually to people. And by God, you really convinced them of your sincerity and your desire to do only one thing, and that is a great job for the people in our country.
Dick, hold on a second. Let me see if Joe Califano's got anything back from Weaver. Just one second. Dick?
Yes.
He said he talked to them just as strong as a man could. He told them that these applications are pending. Want you to get on them and process them, and we want to announce them, that we've got the deadline out here and so forth. He says he'll get them all over to the White House today, and he'll call you back. And that's Joe Califano. I don't know whether you've met him or not, but
he was out there and did a wonderful job. He came out here on the Columbus Day representing you.
Well, he's very sympathetic to you, and he'll get right on it.
I want you to help us with another individual.
All right.
Mrs. Daly's going to try to get Lady Bird on the beautification program this year.
She's
before or after the 4th, but we'd like to get her out before.
She's just
have all the women and then a party and have
I'll talk to Lady Bird.
Whisper a few words to her.
I'll tell her, and I'm sure she'll want to do anything you want done, Dick.
Good.
You just decide what the maximum advantage would be and let us know, and we'll try to adjust
it. Don't let these newspapers worry you either.
I'm not.
You're not, because they'll... don't forget that there's two different types of men. One who write and meditate and procrastinate and deliberate. And then there's men of action who are leaders who act and lead. You're a leader. You act. You have to make the decision. These fellows that write can write millions of words, but they never have to make a decision. And if you ever watch the history of them, when they have to make a decision, they can't.
That's right.
And I think that this is the distinction in politics also between a leader like yourself who acts and even though it's unpopular, makes a decision which he thinks is right, then he rides it through, and that's what you're doing here. We had two meetings yesterday, Mr. President. I wish you'd have been there. In our poverty center, in one there were 1,000 Negroes, and we had presented awards to 25 of them who had graduated from the community representative into private employment. This is what we're trying to do, not keep them as community workers or poverty workers, but have a cycle in which after they come in for 6 months or 9 months, we train them for a month, they will go into private employment. They had their children with them. They had exhibits. We had another one in Lawndale on the west side in which there were about 800. If people could only peek in and see some of these things, then they'd recognize what you're trying to do. But you're going to succeed. This program is going to work. It's got to work. The question on employment and training, the question on health, the question on children, the question on Head Start. Hell, what's wrong with too many of our own political leaders, the Democrats? They've been brainwashed by reading the newspapers and watching too many television shows and reading too many magazines. All they have to do is get out and see what's going on throughout the country, and then they'll have a different picture. So anytime anyone comes here, I brought Hubert out to the west side and showed him what we're doing on unemployment training in the church basement. He was amazed. Never saw anything like that.
Well, I know you're doing it. I'll get on this. We'll try to get your results. I'll get Ms. Johnson. You let me know what else we can do, and we'll do it.
The Lord continue to bless you with good health. I just wanted to say hello to you.
Thank you, Dick.